here.
You're gonna bring that heat,
Open
that
the
energy,
door.
that
That
typical,
Scorpio
that
energy.
awesome VPR artist energy that can't
No
be matched.
doubt.
That's what I love about Planet Law, actually Law and Planet 12. She's gonna
Yeah.
get into that more when he gets here. But I know in a few minutes you want to start off with his music, and I'm definitely want to do that.
Yeah, let's give him a little peek of what that's
Give him
like.
a little peek. Just a little
No
peek. Okay,
doubt.
we can do that. We can
Yeah.
do that. We can do
Shout
that.
out to DJ Power. I see you on the check-in. James, I see you and my girl Ty. Love you lots. Kiss my baby. And we are going to be live on Instagram as well, guys. So you can go to that platform if that's
Check it out. Yo. Never slow, never slow. Anthology. Killing whack rappers with no form of apology. Live from the same lost half is the illest one. Deadly rhyme still dope when I'm spitting some. Put the nigga in the place with the realest gun. Supreme intelligence, but I'm known for getting dumb. Kinda clever when I'm putting words together. Rhymes, time is like fine wine. I'm only getting better, so whatever. The radio plays what they're gonna play. More than likely, a high speed the other way. Not conforming either. The way I'm performing, cause my versatility is way more important than New Balance kicks and the mix when I'm sporting. So all y'all followers can keep wearing shorts. Always been a leader, 12 steps past a meter. Curveball, sirloin, into a Derek Jeter. Never slow, never slow,
never slow. What's going on?
All right. See,
Yeah.
Kiana, that's how you start your Thursday. You know what I
Absolutely.
mean? That makes me feel like I just walked out the shower and
Okay,
I like 5 grand in my Cash App. You know what I'm saying? That's what
but
I feel like. You know, sooner or later, Kiana, I would love to add the Cash App button right here to the side in case other people that do want to help VPR
hello.
continue to bring
Absolutely.
this amazing content. So I'm gonna make sure I get that going with next week's episode
No
also.
doubt. We love tips and tip your favorite DJ, man. I mean, you are as dope as they come. So you already know what's up. Phantom, thank you for checking in. What's up?
With quarantine, I've learned to adapt as far as like just doing podcasting is different alone too. And it's such a market for us and what we do here with our energy and what we try to bring to the people that listen, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify,
Web
iHeartRadio, Apple Music, wherever you are listening,
Spreaker,
we really do.
Google Podcasts. I mean, we're
And the list
everywhere.
goes on.
And the
But
list goes
Kiana, I know we have Law coming in a few minutes. Any
on. We
subjects you
do.
want to touch on before that? Because I apparently
There's so much.
we haven't spoken in a while.
We haven't, right? When I don't speak to you all week, like physically, it feels like it's been months because we have so much that we encounter that we go through, and then just,
Definitely.
between Rona and the politics and New York City.
But you know what I mean? I have so much to say when it comes into it. Remember, guys, hopefully you're registered to vote. Hopefully you're gonna make your voice heard, whatever side you're on.
No
All right,
doubt.
like every week and I'm here, whatever side you're on is cool. But just make your voice heard. You know what I mean? Our generation here, Kiana, we really could do something great. And I just need my peers or my fellow DJs,
Right.
musicians, make your
I
voice
mean,
heard.
I am happy to see that people have come out for early voting in like larger numbers, in record
Yo,
numbers
early voting is crazy
versus
right
the past years.
now.
I don't want people to forget to vote for the most important aspects of these elections, which are the Senate, the Congress, the judicial. These are the areas that will completely affect our ways of life when it comes to taxes and everything. Remember, the president, whomever he is and will be, hopefully not the present one, okay? But
Yeah.
whatever.
What's going on, Johnny?
They're signing, they're vetoing, but even if they say yes or no, they can't create a law on their own. That's
100%.
Congress,
100%
what I
with that.
mean? So we have to make sure that we're putting our ballots in where it counts. Know your local leaders, know your congressmen, know your district leaders, know the people that are supposed to be there for your community and put them under some pressure. Like we were speaking with Lachi last week, I think it was such a phenomenal conversation.
It wasn't, nah, that interview was amazing. I love that.
Man, listen, she's been putting pressure, for on these different politicians advocating for music artists
As we
for their
should.
rights.
As
As
we should.
we should. So, you know, a big portion of where things and change can actually begin, actual transitional positive change begins right in your community. So don't forget that, you know, don't think that, oh, it's just about Trump Biden.
Just to tap into, like, I'm watching the Ice Cubes and the 50 Cents and a few other rappers that, you know, are pushing for Trump too. I'm going to say, hey,
yeah,
I'm glad there's a balance, I guess, because, you know, other rappers aren't disagreeing. You know, we don't gotta rep the same flag, I guess. But at the same time, I gotta respect your choice.
That tax bracket will make you change.
50 Cent just want to get out the tax bracket. I could get that, but some things are bigger than that. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, him coming from the music industry and now having at least a voice that's being paid attention for on, what was it? What newspaper they had his face on? The Times?
The Post?
It was the Post. Yeah, it was the Post. And he was saying it was the Trump ad and all that. And
yeah.
Like, I hear you, 50. You're walling, but I hear you.
Definitely walling. We hear you, but 50 been walling for a long time.
Oh, dude.
You know, he trolls everybody.
I worked with him. You're a bully when it comes to certain people. I get that.
Yeah, right? I don't view that in a large, respectful way. I think he's a great businessman. He's got a hell of a head on his shoulders. And he's made some great music, and I'm sure will continue to. But in regards to, like, mannerisms and personality,
I'm not straight. No, he finally came out and said his piece, his side. And I don't know. I believe something happened to Meg, you know what I mean? And I'm not taking that away from her because she did have to go through something.
Right.
He said some things that had me, you know, my eyes open as far as I'm saying, if she had a bullet wound, how are paramedics treating it as her foot got cut?
Right.
A paramedic upon seeing you would know a bullet wound entry from you cutting your foot on glass.
Definitely. Unless it was a graze. I mean,
so it's a lot of.
Unless it were shrapnel from the bullet.
Yeah, I mean, it's hand on ricocheting off the floor. But who are we? We're not like forensic scientists.
We're not. There he is. It's Brooklyn in the house.
He hopped up in here. I was like, whoa, what's going on right now?
I know, right? I told you he was going to come in with that bullyish Scorpio energy. He was like, yeah, I'm here.
If that's what you want to call it.
A little bit. Because, you know,
what's
when
up, y'all? We be feeling
a type of way about having to hand the rest of our month over to y'all, but it's okay.
Yeah, honestly, it's a bad day for me because I'm getting ready to hand it off to you, and I'm glad you're here for the VPR interview.
No doubt.
I'm like, damn, my month went by too fast. You enjoy yours.
Plus, tomorrow is your birthday, and you got so much going on, you know.
I can't argue with that. So that's a good
thing. I can't argue with that.
Absolutely. How you doing? It's a good start to it, right?
It's a great start. I'm blessed. I'm happy. You know, the thing is, every day is a celebration as far as I'm concerned. When you're from this place, trust me, you know, I mean, I don't have to tell y'all. Y'all already know. It's almost like, it's just like, you know, I'm from a place where, you know, most guys don't make it to see 18 or 21, nevertheless, or if they get in their prime, something ends up happening. So the thing is that for me to be here, moving in the midst of this stage and age, you know, I can't complain. I've been living my best life before it became a phrase.
Amen.
So I literally, you know, I used to be like, Lord be doing too much. Lord be doing this. I said, you know why? Because I love life and I love what I do. And this is before it became popular to even use all
you that term.
Well, first of all, people that talk about living their best life all the time usually aren't. Okay. Because they haven't identified. When you're living your best life, you're usually not even talking about it because you really are living your best life. Okay? So therefore, you don't have to speak on it, that part. And I think that the embracing of the fact that life is so short, you know, there's so many things that are out of our control. What can you control? You can control your talent. You can control your gifts and how you give those gifts to the world. You can control how you act, how you receive people, how you respect them, how you demand respect from them in return. You can control those factors, but we can't control what happens tomorrow. So why wouldn't you do all you can today to live to your best ability? I mean, I respect it.
Some people out there, they like their darkness, man.
You know what I mean?
Some people like to pull people down. Let's not act like that's not something we're not
too old. That's the real thing. Away from it.
But The thing
I always say, you know,
why am I, brother?
People own their own power. It's just crazy. If they get through that much of the course of the day or through life in general, I always say, whether positive or negative, there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. Let that sink in for a second.
True that.
So,
dropping balls. You came here to drop balls today. I see that.
Look, that's what I do besides performing and doing music. So I just, you know, when you've seen as much as I have, and when you've done a lot, and when you've been in situations that could have easily ended it all, or you could have been in situations where, you know, I've been in situations where people tried to sweep me under the rug like I didn't exist or didn't bother to help or anything like that. And I'm still here.
Amen to that.
And looking down
to the side. Side. So, okay. I'm still here. Where are you?
I love that.
Right.
Speaking about
but there's a difference between, you know, the people that actually take the time to put the work in and those that are looking for that overnight success, or, you know, people that understand hard work is going to rear you the results, and others that feel like they should piggyback off of others. You have those that respect the time that you got to put into the game, and you got those that don't want to put any time in and are mad at those that do. Now they're just big mad, but it's like, how come you're not living your dreams? What do you want to do? Why are you so mad? You know, what can we do to make you less angry and volatile? And I feel like
three words. I got stories.
Oh, you always do. We love the stories. We definitely want to hear some of them because you come with the Brooklyn old school music, hip hop. Why don't we start off by talking about what you've been up to? Because it's been a minute since you've been on the show. I don't think, was it season one or season two was the last time you were on?
I believe it was season one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it definitely was. I'm sitting there.
It's been a minute.
It was season one.
You were in the Brooklyn basement for sure.
Yeah, because I was going through my video because I've seen it.
I was right with St. James, right in the hood.
now renamed Christopher Wallace Way, right on Biggie's block.
Yeah. Right across the street.
When
it's crazy.
St. Mark's Place. I felt that. When you, I heard you say it on the song, I was just like, I hear you.
No, it's St. Mark's Ave.
I was saying it, I was just like, I'm listening to the song.
Here's a funny thing. I'm sorry. There's a St. Mark's Place in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Downtown.
So, anybody that's from Brooklyn already know about St. Mark's Ave, Kingston, and Albany. Right. That's pretty much my whole entire existence of stomping grounds. And count, throw Nostrand in there, too. So, it's almost like the same, you know, the same paragraph all in one. So, it's pretty much the same thing. But I still feel you, though. I'm with you.
I heard that when I was listening to the record. I'm like, yo. It brought me back, and I'm just sitting there like the music the way you write, and you're talking, you just like they could wear them Jordans. I'm like,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? You're spitting, you're saying something, and then saying a little bit more to make it connect to certain demographic of people. And I'm just like, and then you get back to your melody. You know what I'm saying? So I pay attention to that right there on the hook. You'll just jump right back into it casually,
that's
like
you're back.
You just rap the whole song, so you're prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? And then you just come out, boom, you sing. That's what I like.
About it's just I'm. Thank you. I appreciate that coming from you. And the thing about this is that, you know, when I talk about hip hop, you know, you gotta remember, you know, in honor of my heroes, starting from Kool G Kane to Redman to Rakim to KRS-One to Cam, my cousin Chino XL, you know, Razzcast, like the whole. When I go to write a rhyme, I go in with the same attitude as I do when I sing. Remember, that's the courtesy of being a real singer and a real MC, is that I could interweave in between any of those factors at any given moment. And sometimes I could even sing the verse and rap it the way I would sing it and sing it the way I would rap it. So the fact that you actually catch on to a lot of that, because that's to me, I don't care what the current thing is for me when it comes to writing a rhyme. Because the funny thing is that on my nephew's record, Young Sino, they had a whole trap beat, and I did the same style that they did, just with more syllables and more words, and they still was like, wow. Right. I'm like, you don't understand that. I go for the juggling when I write. That's the whole thing, because you don't, and when it comes to singing, it takes about a good 10, 15 seconds to impress, but 5 seconds when it comes to MCing. Y'all know that. When it comes to a rapper,
grabbing a microphone,
you gotta We gotta believe you. We gotta believe you. It's almost like if you might spit something, we gotta believe you in the first 5 seconds. If you don't come off in them first 5 or 10 seconds, like the first time I heard "Be Real" from Cypress Hill, he had me. His voice, I'm just like, oh, okay, this is different. He had me. He already had me. Then the lyrics were just potent.
It's just like with a good book, right? That's how you gotta you gotta captivate. You gotta hit him on that first page and that first sentence. Yeah. You know, and it's the same thing. You got to bring the energy. You can't start off your energy all slow and then pick it up because you already lost your crowd. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about your performances as well, Law. I mean, you know, I've known you for years. I have seen you hit that stage and do it. How the hell do you maintain your energy level?
That's what I'm going to ask, too. I'm like, this man.
You do the splits, grab the bass, do some hip hop, do some peace punk, jump around, do a cartwheel. Like, what?
And I'm like, he looked like he could do a split. And I would, if he told me to do a split, I would be like, all right. He performs like that, VPR.
No, he's dead ass serious. Y'all better check him out. This man is no threat.
I was gonna say, as far as my energy goes, and this is, I know it's cliche, but anybody that knows me long enough, like you have, and been close to me, kind of seen backstage stuff and everything else. Honestly, I love what the hell I do, and the thing is that when you love what you do, the energy is going to exert itself. Now, of course, there are things that one has to do to maintain their energy on a lot of different levels. Berries on point. Your water's on point.
Water. And that keeps that skin clear too with that melanin glow.
I swear, ain't no crack.
Well, you know, but I was going to tell you, even with all of that, like I said, we all have to do things. You got to remember, I always say there's a difference between old and older. I'm not old. I don't know about anybody else. I'm not old. The thing about this is that when you still do what you do, I've been doing this since I was 5 years old. So for me, a constant thing of getting up there is almost like, okay, well, what do I do? You think about all my idols. Think about this guy behind me, Michael Jackson. Think about this guy behind me, Prince. They did it till they literally could not do it anymore. And that's because on any given Sunday, look at LL, this on any given Sunday, it's like, no pun intended, it's like everything has to have, you gotta be ready. And that's all, I've always maintained that thing about staying ready so you never have to get ready. And the only way to maintain that is to be on top of it. But honestly, with everything else included, with the vitamins and water and all that stuff, I don't care how much weight you lift, I don't care what you do. If your spirit ain't right, your energy's not going to be right. So at the end of the day, you see a lot of people get lost in the system because they let the industry get the best of them and they go through certain things. That's why a lot of people turn to drugs. I don't knock them. I don't knock them at all. A lot of people turn to these things because they're either coming from a broken home, get into the industry, make all this money, but they're empty. Money can't change that perspective no matter what you try to do. So my energy comes from hunger. It comes from, you know, being slept on, you know, because a lot of times I had, or being ignored, even though they knew what I was bringing, they still didn't want me around. So a lot of that vigor, I used it for fuel. I'm like, y'all want to play that game? Now I'm going to shut your show down. And then it becomes that whole thing of, here, you work with, let them go first. Okay.
Whoever follows you, next. Man, I feel bad.
I'm only competitive when I'm pushed. I don't come there trying to compete with people. But when people try to do stuff like that, it's like, oh, you want to play that game? Crown High, stand up. Now you're about to understand why the show part is what it is. And that usually be it. So you either became my friend or you became my enemy.
No, there's no in between. As it
I love that. And it's funny that you said And it's funny that you said, you know, get ready, stay ready, because that has been like such a theme of this week. I was on this Amex business class. Shout out to Amex. They did an amazing job with this online platform. That terminology was used. Like, I literally just said it this morning. That is the goal. And it should be your goal always to stay ready, because there are so many things, like we were discussing earlier, that you can't control. And, you know, especially with the industry, which can be very dark and has very, very dark sides. And, you know, we talk all the time about childhood traumas and how that affects you as an adult, how that affects the interworkings of your relationships, whether it be with your family or intimate relationships. These are things you have to control you. So there's a point where you take responsibility and say, okay, am I going to let other entities control me and bring me down, or am I going to take control of that situation? So that's why I love to see, you know, your vigor and your energy and that positivity that you bring. You know, you're a very, very positive person. And I think that's why your fans love you the way that they do, too. I see how you interact all the time and they just love it. You don't get that from a lot of these mainstreams, you know?
I feel like a lot of people get caught up in the fame now, whereas social media has changed the way people interact in real life.
Yeah.
They feel like they meet you with that that like and that follow. Behind someone, they see their likes. They see their followers. Hey, I have 10K. I'm important.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, it's crazy because, you know, and when people always be on some, you know, Law, you're a star. You know, I hear that a lot. And I'm like, I said, I'm just a kid from Brooklyn living his dream that just so happens that some people happen to know me, famous or non-famous. And that's always a good thing on both ends. But followers, you know, that type of stuff, it means nothing now, especially when it's so easy to jump on Instagram and just press that button and buy 10,000 followers. And then things that having a million followers does not mean that your music is hot. And we're from the era where no matter how many record sales you had, I don't care if you were triple platinum. If you wasn't on that microphone,
if you sound like
nobody cared except the people that bought your record. It's almost like you can't. That's why I said I'm glad I have both. I knew how to perform. I knew how to entertain. So even if the people love the way that I perform, like, for example, I don't, you know, MC Hammer, I never put Hammer on my top 10 as one of my rapping influence. I just love Hammer because he rapped and he could dance his behind on. I'm like, yo, if he wasn't feeling
nobody was doing what he was doing.
He was hating. Yeah. I don't care Hammer to Rakim. It doesn't exist. So my thing is that, you know, I'm just blessed and fortunate enough that I the fence. I can get in the cypher and rhyme with anybody. I can go in church in any nightclub and sing. And if I don't have or rap, I can dance and play instruments all day and be in the background. So the thing for me is that that's the reason why there's no insecurity on hate never on my part, because the thing is that I set my future up the way what it is now. And the reason why, because I knew even back then, if I didn't have all these different things going, look at the situation we're dealing with right now, where there were so many people that can't able to tour or can't do what they need to do. But Law's a producer and a songwriter. Yeah. Look, Law has instruments. Law has GarageBand. Law has Pro Tools. Law is doing stuff in between all this to keep consistent with that. So meanwhile, while people buy followers and all this other stuff, I mean, I see people with 20 million followers and I press click on the music just to be curious to see what their music sound like. And trash.
No,
just being honest, it's trash.
I don't
so for me, it's
you.
Like...
I don't agree with you.
And
it's about the quality, right? Because the quantity of who's following you, if they're not engaging with you, if they're not even purchasing your music, what's the point? You know, there's got to be an end game. They're not coming to your shows. They're not supporting. What are we doing?
You have to think about it too. So you talk about what are we doing? But look how artists are now packaging their music. Now they're releasing an album Friday, right? And by Wednesday, the deluxe is coming out where they're adding another, basically another 14 songs for the album. And it's another album, but then it's going to tie it in at the deluxe. You know what I'm saying? So they'll get that stream. So it's become a quantity game over quality.
Which is crazy to me, because I have told artists so many different times, and especially now as we're in this digital world, it's not about how many albums you drop. It's about how many singles you can get to really hit. You know what I mean? If you drop... 28 albums, and on those 28 albums, one single was dope. How does the time factor and all of the energy go into marketing that one good song?
86 is in the back clapping. He's saying that he's like,
hello. He knows. Okay, he knows what's up.
Look, we're sucking. See this guy right here? Y'all know who this is.
Prince,
I don't have to tell y'all who that is. There's Michael. There's Sam and Dave. There's Steve. My Stevie Wonder book is over here somewhere. The artists who you think about and who I pretty much patterned, not so much patterned my whole thing, but to those guys, and that's what makes who I am in addition to the hip hop stuff. Era, and so are y'all guys, you can say it, we're from the era where when I first heard Follow the Leader by Rakim, the whole album, not just the song. Competition is none. The thing is that we're from the era when you put in work to make an album.
And it has
I'm still a consumer at there.
Together.
You're still a consumer. Very, very smart.
I like the fact that when I buy a record, I want to be entertained from beginning to end. I don't want to drop off.
Skip through it. Track one and track seven, and that's it. Dump everything else in between, man.
I do it with my fans all the time. We talk about albums all the time. They'd be like, that's one of those albums I can't skip no song. I said, I have a lot of albums like that where I don't have to skip any song. And it's almost like when I go into the studio as an artist, that's the whole thing. I need to go. When I go in there, I'm making sure that every track is dope. I don't do no throwaway
tracks. What's the point of even recording if you feel like this is a throwaway?
Hello? Recording is too much time and money, honey.
I have to listen to that.
Yeah.
If you don't want it.
If you don't want it. You're just throwing money away?
And you're who I'm coming to music for. I say that all the time with artists. I'm in the studio with a bunch of artists, and they say that to me, and I nod my head. I'm just like, I hear you. But if you feel like throwaway, just... don't even put it on your album. Don't do that to yourself.
Right.
Put your best foot forward.
It's like you're explaining.
Our generation is put your best foot forward. You know what I'm saying?
Go in the studio. When I go in the studio, I go to kill, man. I'm going in there to kill shit. I'm not going in there to do anything in reference to just slap back and not just give my all for what? That's just a way. It's a waste of time. It's
Would you want to get into that first record?
Let's do it.
The best
Let's
time right now.
That. You want to intro? Which record are we doing?
Which record would you like, actually?
Metal Slug? Is that what you are? You bringing down?
Y'all like Metal Slug, huh? He was quoting. I mean, we can get into that. That's cool.
We gave them a little ear tickle earlier before you slid up in here. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's awesome. That's dope. It's named after my favorite video game on PlayStation 2. So that's where it comes from.
You get that logo live. To Derek Jeter, Kiana.
Well, you caught that line.
Telling you, he be dropping them.
I like that. Bro.
Hello. Shout out to all our Facebook watchers, all our Instagram. Oh, he went and got the Metal Slug too. Classic.
Yo. Number one on their baby mama's playlist. Gorilla Force, in other words, I go ape shit.
Tell you, bro, your month is here. Scorpio, your month is here tomorrow. It's your birthday tomorrow, too. He's a hell of a performer. Bro, he's singing it. Bro, you have to see him perform.
Right up. We got to make sure we all make his next live show.
Bro, I swear.
Me too.
He didn't move. Oh, hit and move, bro.
No wow, fun. Thank y'all.
Y'all think I'll be lonely. I'm just metal slugging.
I got a few questions for you.
And we're about to break it down. Hold on.
LAW, aka the most talented kid in the music biz, mega dope maniac.
Well then.
That all right.
That's a bomb.
You ain't have to hit them notes at the end like that.
That's what I'm saying. He plays too damn much.
I ain't doing that no more. I'm like,
my Eddie Kendrick song. I'm sorry.
I came out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, all right. He really
okay. Can
Okay.
That's how you wrap up the track.
Yeah, I'm like, he is saying something, so man. Like the whole, you didn't waste a bar. And I give it to artists that has like a message in every bar. I can give you that because that's a different type of writing.
We got time. That's
a different type of writing.
Thank you, man.
Oh, I know.
Oh, no, he's going to ask me something. He said you got some questions.
Me and my brother was really sitting here vibing out. He's just like, yo, this is. He's sitting there dancing on the side. I was like, yo, it's lit. That's almost like you got to see him perform, bro. But I've watched you at, what was it, Toshi?
Oh, wow.
You
know,
Toshi, correct? What was your favorite performance? Because you performed a lot, and I've seen it. What was your favorite performance where you felt like you hit everything you had to hit? Yeah, of all time. Wow. Like, because you've been on all the stages.
Okay. This had to be the one I can pick for sure. This was when we were just having fun on set. I think it's one of my corporate gigs. We were on fun having fun on stage. And it's one of those, because you know, every night is different, but it's always dope. So we were doing this thing, and I literally caught one of those James Brown Prince type of tantrums. It was interesting because in all degrees, I can go from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds. So, I'm the wild. Anybody tell you that word me? I'm the wild one on stage. I'm usually the one either starting the step where we look like New Edition, the Temps, or if we're doing individual stuff. So it was one of those situations where, we were doing this corporate gig, and I had to do "Jump Around" by House of Pain. I interpolated it with one of my other songs. And there's this thing I always do, like after the chorus, jump around, jump up and get down. So usually what I started doing was, since we in the old school phase of it, I said, let me start pulling out old school dances and new school dances. Now, every time I do it, we get the same wild reaction. But for some strange reason, this particular crowd, I mean, they was on one. Like it was at the Gotham Club. It was packed to the depth. So the first part I usually do is I do this thing called the Brooklyn Hop on one leg. So it's actually a move I got from Lionel Richie when he was with the Commodores. It's an old Commodores move they used to do on stage. And I just kind of swag it out a little bit. I make it a little bit more fly than what they did. So it's almost like I took that move and started doing it, and they went crazy. I'm like, okay, wow. Then I went to Vegeta. I have a move that I do called I'm always coming up with dance moves. I got this move called the baseball. I basically just kind of wind it up and I swing while moving my legs. So I just started doing that. And then they was like, yo, Lord, man, you said, you ain't leaving the stage without doing those splits. He said, can you give us a couple? I'm like, well, a couple. He's like, how many y'all want me to do? They was like, two. I was like, two?
Unbelievable.
Give me 15.
I feel like that.
And he does that split and then bounce back up. The split and back?
I'm not doing it. Nope, I'm going to hurt my knees.
Because I'm going to need a minute to come back up.
Listen, bro.
Give me a recovery second.
Listen, I'm a former athlete. So for me, once I started doing a little bit more than the athletic thing, strong legs, if nothing else you don't work on during your 20s and your 30s, that's the reason why I'm still able to split the way I do, because I never really stopped. And then the thing is just that you got to always make sure that in the course of the day, if you're not stretching or sitting like this, because it's just shit bent in like this. So if you're not doing that, chances are, try to do a split. If your leg's not accustomed to moving that much, or if you're not doing daily things to keep your legs motivated, that calcium can easily build up in your legs because you're not doing enough to do that. Even when I'm stretching, like if I'm on my bed laying down, I'm laying straight.
Sometimes I'll just put my leg up and stretch all day like a damn cat. Okay.
DPR, you know what I'm saying? I remember all the time. We had the special chair for Kiana's back. You know what I mean? Now we are in our own.
Now we have settings, the purple velvet throne. And I'm good. DPR.
So
that was one of my best. That's probably my favorite show out of all the shows.
One of my second questions is to that. How do you balance like the singing with all the movement you do on stage? Right. That is hard within itself. I'm up there when I'm DJing with that light shining on me, and I'm sweating bullets, and I'm hot, and I'm sitting there giving what I got. So to watch you out there, boo, 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 how do you balance it? How much do you do if you know it affects your vocals?
Well, that's a great question, by the way. The thing is that once again, I'm from the school of, you know, of course, besides, you know, I have like seven main idols in between everybody else who I listen to and who I look up to. And of course, without question, I think most of my fans who've known me long enough, they know what New Edition means to me. So you got to understand, coming from the world where as a singer that does a lot of dancing, your breathing is the most important thing. So the thing about this is that I'm realizing that we're doing songs 20 times the speed of the original record. The band is up here most times, like the energy is high. So it just comes with practice. So from the time I was as a kid, I'm so busy trying to be like Bobby Brown and New. I'm trying to be like, because I'm looking at some, I'm just like, well, the only way I would see Ralph sometimes, like if you look at some of the older clips when Ralph would perform, there was one clip where he was performing on a Heartbreak tour. He was performing so hard. Ralph did a spin. Ralph came out the spin. Vocals were still on point, but he was stepping so hard. There's a point where he almost was about to bust his ass. And I'm like, if you're not performing like that, and then mind you, his voice had changed. He was no longer the little kid he was anymore. Now he's like 18. 20
Hello.
And maintain the control, but that comes with rehearsal. When I get on stage, I automatically know how much I'm going to be able to do. And I don't have any struggle problems on stage. I never had an issue where, of course, it's like, oh my God, too much. Because again, when your immune system is earlier, and when you're breathing, and when you're putting enough time and work into making sure that your vocals match the energy, especially when you're singing background, because lead, you can get away with it. Because lead, you don't have to do all the moves the other guys do in the back, but backgrounds is a whole nother thing. You have to really be able to hold your note and still be able to.
It's just like with that, but that skill, that's constant training, you know, training your body, training your voice, managing your breath. I do want to talk just a little bit, because I know you have such a thorough bloodline in music. How do you feel like your grandfather and your mother, which I know you just dropped an album with her, by the way, which I'd love to talk about next. Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, number one. Wow.
How do you feel
number
like
one record.
Your bloodline?
Thank you.
Does it inspire you? Is it something you feel like you have to work against? Do you feel like you have to live up to a certain level? Or do you live on your own terms as an artist independently from what you learned? Because you've been performing from the time like you were little. You know, you learned all of that background. So how have you, like, separated yourself from it, I guess? Or do you not separate yourself from it?
Well, that great question, by the way. I say this all the time, and you know, yeah. what a lot of some of the fans know it because they've seen my the other interviews and things that I've done. But the thing is this, I've always been champion of my family members, as everybody knows. I talk about my granddad, my legendary uncle, Reverend Charles Taylor in the gospel world. Like my mama placed Apollo winner in 86. So I for me, it's like when I first started, because, you know, I was that proud little kid. Like, you know, my cousin Cheryl Pepsi Riley, number one record with Full Force, Thanks for My Childhood. I'm like, I was that kid in school that bragged a lot about, because my thing is that if you don't champion your okay. family, then what kind of person are you? That's the emotional side of it. But then also, as I got older and I began working with my family even more, like I did a lot, of course, I toured my granddad, my mom, of course. And the thing for me was that after a while, I got tired, and I'm not like mad, because it wasn't had nothing to do with my mother and my grandfather. It's more so had to do with, okay, yes, I am Sandra's son. Yes, I am Sam Taylor's grandson. I do have a name though. So the thing for me was that when I left Arizona, I was mad at my mother for a while because I was comfortable out there. I was having the time of my life. You know, I'm in school. I'm playing in clubs at 13 years old. I'm having the ball, and then my mother says, okay, we got to. And you got to come back with me. And I'm like, I was mad at that woman for a whole year. But guess what? It turned out to be the greatest move that I had. When I came back, all of my buddies from A were now all becoming famous. Smooth the Hustler, D.V. Elias Christ, the whole boot camp clique, Helter the Skelter, Smith & Wesson. These are my guys from when we were in the street. So the thing is that here I am now, the perfect opportunity. Arizona was great, right. but I needed to establish who Law was despite having a famous grandfather and a famous uncle, a famous cousin. So now it's like, you know, the family, we know what is and dope Law is, but mm-hmm. we don't know who Law is outside of that. So it's like, if I wouldn't have never came back to New York, that would never happen. So it's funny that you said that, Q, because the thing is that it was right in that particular moment when I came back to Brooklyn and started going to Boys and Girls High. That's when my identity as Law really, really became a thing now. So now I knew I had to establish myself. So for me, in the later years and all the years that come across in my 20s, my 30s, it never, me, once I started accomplishing things, I finally, you know, hit stuff like right before the Amy thing happened, right before all of that, and then and of course Amy, working guys, with George Clinton, that's when I was now able to really talk about my legacy even more. Yeah. So now Law has something tangible mm-hmm. attached to his name. So then, in addition to having a famous family, now I have my own legacy in terms of what I've done for my career. So now it's even more, it was always easy to talk about that then, but it's even more easy now because I got something on my track record for myself that had nothing to do.
I love that because I think we find so often that a lot of artists that come from, you know, a family or even actors, actresses, any sort of creators, right? They may struggle at times to find their own identity or even if they have their own identity to help people to understand that they have their own identity. And don't refer to me as so-and-so's son or grandson or, you know, the person mm-hmm. that works with yada yada, but give me my respect.
Well, I mean, because that, I'm keeping it real. I was going to say, that's how it is, because if you don't, here's the thing. I've always said this, and I know a lot of people who are the sons of the daughter, most, and it's funny because most of those are my friends. So I know how talented and beastly they are. And they get tired. Like, for example, perfect example, Layla Hathaway is one, like my big sister. And Layla, here's the funny thing. When Layla first came out, like I already, you know, it was so obvious to see when I first, I'm like, she looked just like her father. And mind you, she wasn't doing her father stuff. Like, mm-hmm. she would finally start doing a lot of her father stuff and whatnot. But you know why she's doing it more so now?
Right.
Because this woman done won 6 Grammys of her own merit. But I've been a fan of Layla since 91. I was out with Heaven Knows and Baby Don't Cry. So I was into her because of I wanted to hear what she sounded like, not because of who her dad is. So for me, it's really a thing as to where you either have to be comfortable with it and move in those particular things, because there's a lot of people who are the son
that's
of
all they are is the son of the daughter of.
But they're really not that good. So it's having
the truth,
a famous
it's the truth.
Doesn't mean I don't care how famous Kwame is. If you ain't, if you're, that's why I always, I think my fans all the time. I said, listen, if the music wasn't good and my stage show wasn't good and I didn't have a platinum resume, y'all would not give a about what I have to say. It's gonna matter who my
And it's so easy though. It's so easy, especially in 2020. I can skate with that to be able to use your name. We see a lot of that with influencers and. You know, they're getting money just from a name, not necessarily from a talent.
I know DJs that don't DJ.
Hello?
I know DJs that have never seen DJs.
Producers that don't produce, singers that don't sing.
What's going on? I'm like,
that's a whole
thing. Do you know what that is?
They stand behind a list, you feel me? And they put on this.
My phrase is resume and reputation is everything. You either got it or you don't. So I make sure that my name, when people bring my name up, and I've heard it many times, this is just me being going by what I've heard. When people bring my name up, these are the things that they associate with me. Music part of it. He knows his music. He's a talented musician. He's a great person. This is what I've heard. So my thing is that personally and professionally, resume and reputation truly matter. So for me, it wouldn't matter who, because I got other people who are the sons, granddaughters, and nieces of so-and-so, and they're hell and don't really have the talent to back up what they do. So it's almost like it's in vain. So when I say I'm the grandson of Stan Bluesman Taylor, or I'm Sandra Taylor's son, I can say that probably because, first of all, my mom, of course, granddad's been gone for a minute now. But my mom's still out here in these streets doing shows. So anytime any one of my fans ran into my fans had ran into my mother at a show. And they're like, I love you. Like, so that's so for me, it's like if my reputation or even her reputation wasn't good, it all means something. So for me, it's like, what better way to stand on that than to just keep being who you are? And if you have a name and be comfortable, because like I told you earlier, I was always cool with the fact of who my family was. I'm very proud of my family, but then once I started getting my own success for me, it just made me even more proud of my family, because now I have something I can be able to say, well,
and we have
Sam
to pay
this,
homage to those
Sandra
that came
this,
before us
but,
and taught us. Right?
Did this,
right,
and you know, that kind of thing.
Praise your elders.
You know?
Now, Law, just because I know we have a lot of unsigned artists that watch the show, and a lot of our viewers that pay attention to the music game, hip hop, and everything like that. The best question I can ask you right now, what information would you give to unsigned artists? Would you tell them to go to a major label or stay independent? I got to ask you, because you have the back catalog, the resume that we just spoke upon, the lineage. What would you recommend to an unsigned artist right now? Because, you know, we're here on time. I do want to get into the next record, too. But what do you recommend to the modern 2020 artists, colorful hair or not, whatever, the, you know what I mean? What would you recommend?
Colorful hair or not. I'm done.
I'm not going to say names.
Not naming no name.
What I recommend is this. I say it to unsigned artists. I say it to even signed artists that are not getting what they're supposed to be getting. I say this. I say it in all degrees. Learn the business.
Okay.
Learn the business.
Did y'all
learn the business? Learn the business. Learn the business. Hey, what? Learn the business. It's like, here's the thing, and I'm gonna make this brief. Knowledge is not what you know, it's what you are. I can tell you anything, but if you don't take my advice and run with it, especially from somebody who is still making a living off of music the last 20 years, you show me another artist that has made a full-time living doing music for the last.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. I'm just speaking truth. It's the simple part of it. Because I see guys all the time. They don't understand that you're not going to be hot forever. I'd rather have longevity than to just be hot. Because what's eventually hot will cool off. So you have to know that if you're there and you're here. I'm comfortable. I'm like Stevie Wonder in this sense, because Stevie Wonder, even if Stevie Wonder never has another platinum record for the rest of his life, Stevie Wonder has a catalog that nobody can touch. And he can still do a whole album of a tour. That's the kind of career I want.
Hello.
Because look, I remember that, like what Ice Cube said in that record, there'll be a new nigga next year. So for me, it's like, maintain your stride and just build your fan. That's the thing. Build your fan base and
yo, Cameron, I gotta be honest right now.
That's my number one advice to all unsigned artists. Don't
I even got 86 in the studio right now. Don't say that, he's just like, yo. He's listening, and I'm like, that's why I know we're providing content. We're saying something true, because he's an artist himself. And
absolutely.
His birthday's coming up, and he's listening to you, and he's just like, yo.
Oh, wow.
And he respect. That's what I'm saying. Lord, you are dope, bro. Like, that is...
Definitely.
That's the difference between goats and ghosts. Like, what you were saying.
Yeah, goats and ghosts. Word up. So many gems. I mean, and we definitely, you know, we know how important it is. Every single industry is a business. So no matter what business you're in, you have to be honing your skills. Like even Lachi was saying last week, you know, whatever you want to do, become really good at it. It starts with your talent. And that means you have to practice, you have to take your time, and you have to educate yourself. You can't hide from that.
Yeah, books,
hello, bring out the book.
You see that?
Reading is fundamental, okay? First and foremost.
You got to read.
Yep. And like you said, you have to apply information. You can't
people
just
don't read. Learn. You got to read. Read.
Yo, no. It's so true. It's so true.
That's all. Yeah.
You even read it and then let Audible work with me. You know what I'm saying? Let VPR get that little change right there. Thank but you. Go listen to your book. Yeah. If you get tired of reading, go listen to your book. I drive listen to different books that I
appreciate that.
Because I keep working out and listening to different books. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you. Do a spoken word, put it in tape. Like I'm gonna keep saying around. You gotta read. I mean, I'm living proof of it because anybody can talk this all day and be like, "Well, Laura has a lot of conversation." Well, damn it, I've been around.
Right.
And I'm still.
And I believe that's truly the measure of success. To be able to do what you love every day and live that and be able to support yourself, your family. However, that's your lifestyle. You're not worried about, you know, having to clock in your time and your energy, as long as those days are, and as much money as you have to put into it. Exactly.
Same here.
And then you don't have to ask anybody for your day off.
As long as I
want. You know what I'm saying?
When I want.
You're living life on your own terms, and there's not too many people that are walking around that can really say that. So it's important to take the wisdom from those that are actually living it. You know, don't gawk and say, oh that dog. You've been performing on stage. Don't be mad at Law. Try to be like Law.
Don't be mad at Law.
If I didn't listen to all the guys that... I wouldn't be here.
Okay. He took it back.
Think about that. You got anything say off, dropping facts like,
hate the game.
Because I do want people to hear this because the people that are tuning to my live, Kiana's live, Riverside, and Law. Let me get into this record.
Which record is this one? I don't know which one you're gonna pull out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kansas City.
Oh, I like the used to.
Rob said, thank you for the advice.
Shout out to Roger Ortega.
My brother even said it. You made another follower. He loves the energy. We just talked about your eyes. I can't wait to show him your stuff on the TV. Right?
Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
Being back there dancing, man.
Wow. Thank you.
Love it.
He's in levels of changing what he does. This is the record you can play anytime. You can hear this opening. You can hear this.
That's the whole vibe.
Good,
thank you.
Good dancing and great music.
Music. I got you. No, I got you, bro. You
know
what I'm saying? Here we go. We're sitting there. We got to let them get the whole snippet of the record. That record right there, like I was saying, I know
that y'all got to go get that. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll be spinning his music, but we want you to go and follow. You know, where can they find all of your music? Where can they download it? How can they follow you and support?
They can follow on, of course, we're on all platforms, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, we on all of that. So you can find us under L*A*W. Of course, anything in relation to Planet 12 Syndrome, Planet 12 Live Sessions, and the new album drops tomorrow on my birthday, which is Mega Dope Maniac, which is two songs that y'all played off of there. So we everywhere, you know, we are everywhere.
So you can find us. You can't get it till tomorrow, but you heard it here first.
Particular names and hashtags and things, you know,
we're not hard to find. That record does drop tomorrow. Also, I'm going to make sure I add that to the VPR playlist. That's right there. We got to add you to the VPR playlist. So make sure go to Spotify, check out Law's new album, and also check out VPR's playlist where you can see all the acts that we've had on VPR, and you're going to see Law at the top of that list tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune into that too.
That's right, because I told you we only play dopest independent artists, interview the dopest independent artists that are really out here doing it.
Thank you, man.
Not the fraud. We appreciate the talent.
That's how you start a Thursday.
Yeah,
man.
Wow. Thank you.
Law, what are your final words of advice, or how would you like to leave the final word to everyone who's watching and listening live right now?
Well, since it's the day before my birthday, all I can say to everybody who's listening and got an ear to hear, just love on yourself. It's so important. I mean, because like I said earlier, I mean, and I get emotional when I think about it, and I try not to get too emotional about it, but it's the realism of it is that I'm still here. I'm still not the only person. Everybody has life to live. And if you're not, again, if you're not living your true best life, if you're not having some kind of freedom and to make moves and to take strides and to make stand-ups and to elevate yourself, and nobody tell you what you can't do. Mm-hmm. And if I would listen to people that laughed at Planet 12 when I first started it, or was like, okay, this kid has really lost it in some degrees, if I would have paid attention to any of that, I wouldn't have these fans around the world, have Lionel Richie and Sinbad shouting me out in interviews. I wouldn't have, you know, and it's a blessing. It really, I appreciate it every day. That's why my excitement. I mean, the whole phrase of the most talented kid in the music biz, the kid part, even though I'm obviously a grown ass man,
yeah, but
the kid part comes from the stage being my playground. So I have fun, and you have to really enjoy life. And then, and because if you get played by everything else, you know, I'm a proud father of four. I'm a grandfather now. So I, you know, for me, it's thank you. It's really a thing as to where I say to everybody, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Treat people right, because that's the meaning of good success. When you treat people right, more success will come to you. And even though some people may get there faster than you, that don't mean, because somebody gets there faster than you doesn't mean anything, because you don't know what that person had to do.
Yeah.
And it could have been the grimiest thing that they could have done that could set up their failure and forever destruction. Meanwhile, you keep ascending and ascending. So without getting too deep and philosophical, I'm just telling y'all, love on yourselves, love other people, support those who support you, and most importantly,
find the real music.
Stop saying bring the real music back.
You stop looking for the real music to come to you. You know what I mean? It's not like that anymore. You gotta
stop going to the wrong artist for real music. Stop going to the wrong artist for real music. You know they ain't making it.
Sometimes inspiration will come.
Right.
Sometimes inspiration will come, and sometimes you have to go out and find your inspiration. Some people live to play, some people play to live. I've done all four.
No doubt.
Well, that's why
We're going to have to bring you back, because we know that this is never a one-part scenario.
Between, but we won't get into that.
No, it's every time he comes back here, there's more accolades. It's it's just the interviews get better, get deeper, and I learn a little bit more. That's all.
Thank you. We love having you here, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Matt. I love being on your show. I love you. Thank you so much.
And much more continued success and love and health and greatness. And just keep doing what you do, Law. We always got your back. You know, you always have a place here at VPR Radio.
You can call it home, man. You know what I'm saying?
Check out.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk
born
to
and
you.
Raised in all we
do. Thank you all so right. much. VPR Radio with my girl Kiana and my DJ FMI.
Don't say I can't have it, 'cause that just makes me want it more. Number one status, I gotta do the damn, the damn before. Don't be mad at me when I get it. You gon' be mad at me when I get it done.
Born sinner, opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? I'm so Long Island, my swag bar. My yard ain't 28 by 100, then why I bother? I know no from South Harlem, Brett Favre. Brooklyn, that's on cue when I'm set Marvin. You a rapper, you ass betting, a billionaire. You talking to him, a social media millionaire. Flee, Lex Cooker Beamer's in the bed. To all of my ladies and my men, and all of my people going in. Keep your head up, we doing good. 3 million, 4 million worldwide. Ain't nothing wrong with puffin', no lie. Hey, okay. And if you with me, let me hear you say. VPR, DJ FMI.